Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Against the turquoise ocean and coconut palms on Waibin, Thursday Island, more than 70 elders, leaders, scientists and academics have gathered to discuss the region's vital marine resources, including Ella Chris, who is a people and culture manager as part of the Torres Strait Regional Authority's Environmental Management Program.
The sea, the land and the people, it's the traditional ecological knowledge, the TEK, that we're recording and that we're capturing.
The Torres Strait is home to 270 islands, 17 of which are inhabited, and where six of the world's seven marine turtle species exist. As George Nonna explains, the ocean's value is integral to the way of life.
For so many years, we've been just living on the salt water and depending on the sea. And you will see the differences in age with the elders, that they are more content with what they get on the table. And it's all because, you know, as I mentioned, all our reliance, that's the sea is like the moneymaker. And today, right now, that's the biggest income for the people, especially on the outer islands. Their dependency is more getting products from the sea.
George Nonna is from Badu Island and fears words in local language describing the environment are being lost. Traditionally, knowledge in the Torres Strait has been passed down orally through stories, art, dance and song. Ella Chris hopes new ways will be found to preserve that knowledge.
So Zenatkes is our land, it's our sea, therefore it's our responsibility. So that's how I see the symposium. Weaving together traditional knowledge and science.
The 2016 to 2036 Torres Strait Land and Sea Management Strategy identified 16 key values of the region, including dugongs, seagrass meadows and coastal bird habitats. Traditional owners and scientists agree that both ancient and modern wisdom are key to finding better solutions to protect those key values. Patrick Muka is from Duan Island, close to the Papua New Guinea border.
We come together to learn and understand exactly what it is that is happening to our environment, what is changing in the sea, what is changing on our islands, and what is changing in the skies, the weather.
One workshop identified the need to upskill local rangers about the use of drones so they can better document hard-to-reach mangroves. George Nonna again.
The climate change, to me, sometimes I can sit at home and get very emotional.
Level and are facing uncertainty due to coastal erosion and flooding.
The changes that affect our land and sea also affects our people on our islands. We need to learn to adapt to these changes.
The gathering, facilitated by the Torres Strait Regional Island Authority, is the first of its kind in the region where First Nations knowledge leads discussions. Ella Chris is hoping access to scientific data about human-made seawalls will help traditional owners understand if it's working.
So as we move through the symposium, to me, we move forward with clarity and a purpose to protect, to restore and to lead, using everything that's been given to us. So that is our cultural knowledge and science.
The symposium will inform the Torres Strait's input into a nationwide State of the Environment report due in December 2026. The report is released every 5 years under federal law, with a commitment to centre First Nations knowledge on climate change issues. Patrick Muka says that's key for the region's survival.
With the great knowledge that has been passed down to us comes great responsibility. And today we must document our traditional knowledge, plan and put it into action for our future.
That traditional knowledge now walking in partnership with the new. Josh van Staden, SBS News.